In the wake of the supposed Kamala Harris wave, which who knows if that's even true, the Democrat machine is in full corruption mode, and that ranges from, you know, the media creepy corruption behavior to the Biden family accepting payments from Romanian oligarchs. We're going to get into all of that today. The way that the liberal media just falls in line behind Democrat talking points and they all say the exact same thing word for word is incredibly creepy. The latest order, though, from the Democrat overlords was about Tim Walz. Check it out right here and let me know what you think in the comments.
What does Walz bring to this?
He's cuddly.
Cuddly.
I think she went for maybe a little more of a cuddly choice.
Tell us more about, like, the texture of the man.
He seems to almost have a twinkle in his eye.
Tim Walz is the opposite of weird.
Tim Walz beats America.
He sounds like, you know, a football coach.
He's a hunter
that you could visit with at the hardware store.
In a dictionary, if you had weird and anti-weird, you'd have Tim Walz's picture there.
I bet knows how to make a good hot dish casserole.
It's very down to earth.
It's his authenticity.
Authentic communicator.
The word joy came up a lot.
He's joyful.
He seems happy.
A happy-go-lucky warrior.
And he's happy and a happy warrior.
The joyful warrior.
He is one happy warrior.
A happy warrior.
Reliable.
Definitely affable.
He is an extremely affable individual.
It's very affable. Plain speaking way of folksy vibe.
This folksy idea.
Terrific vibe.
Vibes election.
Kind of a folksy guy.
He is so joyful. He's a warrior. He is the next Messiah, Tim Walz, who no one has ever heard of, by the way, except for the boys who randomly showed up to their locker rooms one day and found tampons in them. They probably found out, who did this? Oh, Tim Walz? Yeah, that's the only one who ever heard him before this week. You don't see conservative pundits talking about Donald Trump this way. I would, like his supporters, sure, they could talk about this. That's fine. But I've never talked about Trump this way. Like, Trump is just so happy. Trump brings life and hope and meaning to my life. That is how the mainstream, it's so pathetic the way that the mainstream media talks about Tim Walz, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is so powerful. A woman is going to be in the White House. You've never heard, you know, you never heard Sean Hannity, Ben Shapiro get up there and just be like, Donald Trump, he just gives me life. He gives me purpose. If they did, I would call them ridiculous. I would mock them just like I'm mocking these mainstream media. Again, if you're leftist and you're voting for Kamala Harris out there, you can praise her. And if you want to say that she gives you hope, I think you're crazy, but fair enough. Okay. And if you support Trump out there and you want to say, you know what, he gives me tons of hope, I think he inspires join me, totally cool as well. I'm fine with that. But if you work for the media, don't say crap like that. It's ridiculous. It's not your job. Your job is to talk about truth. These people are cultish freaks. The mainstream media is. And so, you know, I don't worship my political leaders. I just don't. I worship God. And I, you know, most of these people on the left don't even believe in God. And so they got to choose someone. And so I guess Tim Walz is their new Messiah. These kind of montages are incredibly creepy. I joked earlier, though, that it comes from the Democrat overlords. If that were true, that would be really creepy, no doubt. But, like, the idea that Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama are just puppeting this and telling the mainstream media exactly what to say, it's terrifying in its own right. And I'm not saying that Nancy Pelosi's face isn't scary and, you know, the idea of her puppeting isn't scary, and that might happen a couple times, but I actually don't think that's what's happening. What is even more scary, if you really think about it, is the idea is that these journalists, if you can call them that, are doing this independently. And I actually think that that's what's happening. I believe that this is kind of the natural consequence of two things. The first is that it's an industry that struggles to come up with content. They have to come up with content over and over and over again. And I understand what that's like because, you know, I have to do that at times. That's the first thing. And so they end up plagiarizing from each other. The second one is that they're absolutely terrified of being ousted or canceled or whatever you call it from the woke mob. So let me break down both of these. They struggle to come up with original content, and so they have to plagiarize the content of the other woke media channels. So CNN, they break a story, they say their thing, and it's corrupt and it's wrong and it's, you know, editorialized in a way that they're not being transparent about. Cool. Then the other ones struggle. They're like, what do we talk about today? Dang, CNN had that really good post. They go and look at it, and then they use the exact same wording. And a lot of them are a little bit more covert about it when they're writing because it's just a little easier. You have more time to think about it. But when the camera is in front of you and you have to say something, and especially when you're in a political analyst kind of circumstance, you got to say something. You just parrot things that you already heard over and over and over again in your mind. And this is what the woke mob does over and over again in the mainstream media. And so on this point, I give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt because I know what that's like. I know that you have to, you know, you're talking a lot about politics. You hear something, you don't mean to plagiarize, but you do it, okay? I give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but these guys are professionals. They really shouldn't be doing that. The same phraseology lends itself to the idea that they watch each other. Not only do they watch each other, but they hang out with each other. And so again, the leftist media in particular is really bad at this. I think right-wing people do this at times, but they just, the tight-knit group of the mainstream media is really concerning in that matter. Okay, but I give them the benefit of the doubt a little bit in that way. On the other hand, they follow the status quo so they don't get fired on an individual level. That's what I mean when I say that they're just absolutely terrified of being ousted. On a platform or a company level, so on a personal level, they don't want to be fired. So they're just going to keep saying the thing that everybody else says. But on a platform or a company level, they don't want to invoke the wrath of the woke mob, which, by the way, is incredibly powerful. You don't want angry leftists coming at you if you're CNN or MSNBC. And so, and that is the problem with progressivism, is that they eat their own. And so if you've made yourself part of the progressive mob, don't expect them, you know, to be loyal to you in the future. That's what's going on. So I actually really don't believe that there's an overlord like Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi pulling the strings. I actually think this is a result of people all just, you know, just bought into the same thing. I remember, I haven't been in journalism very long, and you know, I don't consider myself a journalist because I just kind of give my opinions. I'm not even necessarily saying this is fact, though I would like to think, you know, that I try to talk about facts and truth. But I remember I was sitting in a pitch meeting once working for a news organization, and the same leftists, mostly white women, by the way, recycling the same ideas month after month after month. And again, same phraseology always. And as I was saying earlier, it's actually much scarier when you hear that than the supreme overlord, because what it means is that the ideology and the indoctrination is in full force. There's no getting around it. Because I could see the wheels turning in their head. Like, they think that they're coming up with this idea, but all they did was they recycled some old talking point from CNN that they heard. They don't even realize they're doing it. Sometimes they even plagiarize each other. Like, I literally hear one person pitch something, and again, maybe it was a fairly original idea. Maybe not the idea was original, but at least the wording of it was original. And then a week later, someone will say the exact same thing, and I'm like, bro, she's sitting in the room, and she said that exact thing, and now you're using it. And so again, they don't realize it. It's because the indoctrination has settled in so much, they don't even know. And that's why I think it is far more scary, because look, if there's a supreme overlord, we can prove that. We can go out, find the receipts. We can say, yo, look, Barack Obama is doing this, Nancy Pelosi is doing it, and put an end to it. The woke ideology that is prevailing in mainstream media, it will be so much harder to take down, so much harder. And I don't really have much of a solution, at least in the short term, other than creating competitive media like I'm trying to do and what a lot of other people are trying to do. So that's how bad it is. Fortunately, everyday Americans, you know, the freaks who run journalism are a very specific breed. Everyday Americans don't think like they do. And so fortunately, I think they see through this time and time again. You can't look at a montage like this and not just be really creeped out and know that there's something wrong. So they see through it. That's why their ratings are absolutely crumbling over on the mainstream media. The media wasn't the only corrupt part of the left that we saw this week, however. Donald Trump has been in league with Eastern European countries, and his family has been paid off by oligarchs. I'm sorry, did I say Donald Trump? You know, you might have been hearing this kind of narrative from the mainstream media over the last nine years. No, this was actually Hunter Biden. So everything that leftists have been saying for years and years that Donald Trump was doing, it was actually the Biden family doing this. So let me amend that original statement and say, Biden has been in league with Eastern European oligarchs and accepted bribes from them. Fortunately, we have the proof for you from a prosecutor and him. This is from the DOJ. This is from Biden's DOJ talking about it. I'll show it to you right here. Here it is. I'm just going to read the conclusion for you. It is 9 pages. I'm going to put it up on the screen right now so you can see it. If you're just listening, I'll read it out loud. This is what the prosecutor said about Hunter Biden. Again, this is the conclusion. I'm not even going to read the whole conclusion because it's 9 pages long. But here's what it says. And this is in relation to, by the way, the Hunter Biden team was trying to throw out this case. They were trying to make it so it didn't happen. And this is the DOJ saying that, no, you know, we're moving forward with this investigation. It says, with respect to his first topic, Allegations that Mr. Biden acted on behalf of a foreign principal to influence U.S. policy and public opinion, the defendant did receive compensation from a foreign principal to attempt to influence U.S. policy and public opinion, as alleged in the indictment. And this evidence is relevant and not unfairly prejudicial. Accordingly, the government respectfully requests that the court deny the defendant's motion as to the first topic, which, you know, the motion of the Hunter Biden campaign was to dismiss the case completely. So there you have it right there. They're saying it is clear as day that Hunter Biden has accepted, and again, it talks about at length in the rest of the report, but he accepted bribes and payments from Romanian oligarchs. Again, practically the same thing that they've accused, you know, just with Russian oligarchs, they accuse Trump of doing this whole time. And you got to think, why would Hunter Biden accept a payment like this? If any leftist tries to tell you that Joe Biden wasn't involved in this, they're fooling themselves. Here is the great Democrat irony. Everything they accuse you of is a tell. So if they accuse Trump of dealing with Eastern European countries and selling secrets and trying to influence our election, they're actually doing it. If they say you're weird and that, you know, you believe in God and families, they're actually insecure about their candidates who hold queer camps and support jihad. And so is this surprising that this happened? I guess not really, because again, it's a tell. Every time they accuse you of something, they're the ones actually doing it. Again, and you hear it, another example that just popped into my head. Time and time again, they talk about religious organizations having trouble with different promiscuous ideas when at the same time, they're literally trying to support pedophiles in the LGBTQ movement. That one really, really irks me, the irony of that. So again, it's not surprising, but it is shocking. It's shocking to see that Hunter Biden is actually going to go to jail, most likely. Joe is not going to, make no mistake. Joe Biden is not going to jail. It's just not going to happen. But actually having Hunter Biden get justice would be a sight for sore eyes. I think it would be a win for conservatives. I also think it would be a deterrent from other politicians from doing this. Who knows how big of a deterrent, but at least some deterrent to be like, you know, you're not going to go to jail, but your kid might go to jail, which, you know, no one wants their kids to go to jail, presumably. There's probably a few leftists who wouldn't really care. But it's a sight for sore eyes, and it's a win regardless. And at least we can all, you know, look at that and be like, well, independents who didn't believe us, you know, the moderate people out there say they're moderate, but really they just, you know, don't have a lot of solid principles. You can just, hey, this is it. Hunter Biden accepted a bribe. Why would you accept the bribe except if you're going to give it to your father, who is the president of the United States? It's not like Joe Biden wasn't involved in this. Of course he was involved in this. This is the whole point of it. Why would Hunter Biden just take the money? Why would the Romanian oligarchs give him the money unless he absolutely promised that he would, you know, deliver the message to Joe Biden and the money? So it's clear that this happened. Hopefully that this, you know, we can get the story out so that people will realize that, again, Kamala Harris, the whole time, she has said, oh, I stand by Joe Biden. I stand by his character. I stand by all the policies that he's done. So as far as I'm concerned, this bribe that went on between Hunter Biden and the Romanian oligarchs for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris should be complicit in it because she said she was complicit in it. She said that she wanted this. She said she wanted to be inextricably tied to Joe Biden. So if that's what she wants, then I think the story should run on every single news organization. It's not going to, but hopefully at least the conservative ones. And it should be a damning indictment on Kamala Harris just as much as Joe Biden. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.